Yeah, man, welcome to another episode of the Be Limitless Today podcast. I am your host, Jarvis Cobb, and we are doing our series on root work, people. This is root work number 10. We done did 10 of these already. That's crazy. But if, for those that don't know, root work is a practice of accountability and ownership, starting with creating change within yourself. And over the last couple of years, every motivational video I've watched, every sermon, every spiritual video I've watched, if I got a nugget from it, if I got a quote or something that caused me to take a moment and think about my life and want to make change, I wrote it down on a sticky note. So with this series that I've been doing, I've been picking five sticky notes at random, saying a message, and then giving you some insight on whether or either where I was in my life at the time when I wrote it, or what I get from that message. So with that, let's get started. Who you listen to will determine where you end up. One is wisdom, the other is worry. One is gratitude, one is grumbling. One is blame, one is faith. So this is speaking about the mind. This is speaking about any situation that you find yourself in. It can be through work. It can be through a new goal that you set for yourself. It can be in relationships with your spouse or with your kids or with friends. You're going to have thoughts that pop in your mind on both sides. It's going to be blissful sometimes where you think things are great and you're happy and you're uplifted about the situation and you feel good about it. Then you will have moments of worry and moments of doubt and moments of fear. And this is saying, which one are you going to listen to? Which side are you going to lean into? Because that's going to determine a lot. What you constantly think about and what you start to accept, it starts to show in your actions and it starts to show in what you speak about. So depending on what you feel or what, not even what you feel, depending on what you decide to lean into, are you going to lean into the worry or are you going to lean into the faith? Are you going to lean into the gratitude? Or are you going to complain about what's not going right and what you don't have and where you're not currently? If you focus your mind on the things that are working, on the things that are positive, on the things that are uplifting you, you will find yourself being more uplifted. You'll find yourself being happier. You'll find yourself being more positive. I practice this every day. Like, people see me as Mr. Limitless just because of the brand name or Mr. Positivity, but I'm not naive. I know there's plenty of negative things that goes on a daily basis, plenty of worries, plenty of things that are not necessarily where I want them to be in my life. But I know I can make a choice. I know I can make a choice. Which side do I want to lean into? Which side do I want to hold on to? Because that's going to determine my attitude and my actions on a daily basis. And if I'm so focused on everything going wrong, that's going to stop me from believing anything can be right. It's going to stop me from believing that my relationship with my wife can stay blissful or my relationship with my son can stay blissful. If I'm so focused on things going wrong, I'm going to look for that thing to go wrong. And then while I'm doing that, now I'm neglecting. Now I'm bringing in a negative energy to any surrounding that I'm in. I'm the problem, not the situation. I'm the problem. So I want to encourage you, take a moment. Next time you feel yourself leaning into what could go wrong, what's worrying you, cut that off. Throw something positive at it. Find some type of gratitude in that moment because you can always find something. If you're breathing, if you're walking, talking, have your mobility, you can find some type of gratitude. So find some gratitude in that moment, because the more positive that you focus on, you start to look for positive results in situations. You start to look for positive answers to the questions that you have. It's just the practice of gratitude. It's the practice of changing a negative to a positive. It's the practice of looking at things for their possibilities and not being so focused on the shortcomings. Try it out. That's all I can ask you to do. Number two. Why would we have the spirit of God and speak the language of Satan? Mainly in the things we speak to ourselves. Why would we have the spirit of God and speak the language of Satan. Just to reiterate, what is the language of Satan? It's the language of doubt. It's the language of lack, the language of fear, the language of inadequacy. And what I'm learning and what I've seen other people talk about is we try to speak these things just so we don't get our hopes up. People are so afraid of having hope and then being let down on the back end. They're so afraid to be built up and think that something is going to go right and then have the carpet ripped out from under their legs. You're doing that as a defense mechanism just so you don't have to deal with that rejection or deal with that, what you might consider failure. But if you keep speaking that it's not going to work, or man, it's been going too good, now something's coming up, something's going to happen, or there's no way that can make it, there's no way that can happen for me. I'm not the type of person that happens to. I don't have that type of luck. I'm a bad luck person. You've heard that. I just got bad luck. If you keep speaking, I just have bad luck, you're going to keep focusing on all the things that go bad, and then you're going to keep using that as ammunition or using that as examples. Like, oh, I hit my toe as soon as I got out of bed. That, of course I would. Oh, I spilled my coffee going down the stairs. Of course I would. That's just my luck. What about all the other stuff, though? You woke up. You're still breathing. That's pretty lucky. You got a coffee maker that you can make coffee with. You have a place to stay, a roof over your head. That's pretty lucky. You're going down the stairs, probably going to work, so you have a job that's paying you money. That's pretty lucky. You probably getting to that job with your car that you own. Oh. You worrying about a toe. A toe stub, but you got a house, you got a coffee maker, you make your own coffee, you got a car to drive to a job that's paying you money on a weekly or a bi-weekly basis. Change your focus. Yeah, you stub your toe, but start speaking the things that you want in life. Speak life. What do you want? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to attract? What do you want in your life? Spend more time speaking those things. And then start paying attention to how your mood changes and your energy changes, how you start attracting those things that you want, those opportunities that you want, those people that you want. Change how you speak. You got the Spirit of God, then you speak what God speaks, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you have a spirit of confidence and not of fear, that you are above and not beneath, that you are the lender and not the borrower. Speak these things. You might as well, what other choice you got? You're going to keep speaking what could go wrong or what's so bad about you? Everybody got bad about them. Everybody got something that they don't like about themselves or something that they feel like people would judge them on. That don't change the fact that you also have great capability in you. You also have gifts in you that you can serve and give and elevate those around you. Change your mindset and change how you speak about yourself. Because if you don't speak good about yourself, how you expect somebody else to? Let's go to number three. You never know what God will do until you let him on your boat. You never know what God will do until you let him on your boat. So I think, this is a story with Peter Simon. He got his name changed at some point, but it was when they were out fishing, didn't catch anything, fished all night, found nothing, came back. Jesus asked if he could use their boat. And of course he grumbled and talking about, hey man, we ain't caught nothing all night, but since it's you, I'll let you in. So come on, go ahead, use my boat, do whatever you need to do. Jesus used his boat, did a preaching, but then told them to go out and fish. Said, put your nets down on this side. It was so much fish that they couldn't even pull it up. The boat started to sink. They had to share it with those around them. The fact of that is, you don't know what God would do for you until you let him on your boat. So which means until you let him in the situations you have going on in your life, you would never know what he can do. You might think the situation is lost. You might think the relationship is lost. The marriage is lost. The fitness journey that you're on, you might think that's out of your hands and that you can never lose the weight that you want to lose. The job you want to get, the goal that you might have about building a brand or buying a house or buying a certain car or giving your family the life that you think they should and think they that you feel that they deserve to live. But you're trying to do it all on your own, in your own understanding. Allow God to come on your boat. Use him as a resource. That's what he's here for. If you can do everything on your own, then you wouldn't need a God. And if you do everything on your own, you probably would have did it by now. I'm just saying, if you got it, if you could do it, you probably would have did it. So since it's not working your way, try another way. Try another way. Allow God in on your boat. Allow him into your relationships. Allow him into your goals. Allow him into your lifestyle. Whatever you want changed, whatever you feel like you want to grow and develop, allow him in. I did it with the fitness journey I just finished. I did a 6-month fitness joint, and I'm going to be talking a lot more about it, but I'll let y'all in. I dropped 33 pounds in 6 months. So I'm going to do a whole joint about it, throw it up online, and we're going to have some fun with it. I'm inspiring a bunch of people. It's going to be a great thing. But with the fitness journey, I prayed on it. I said, God, what should I do? What can I do? How can I make this time different from the last year, from the year before that, where I kept saying, oh, I'm going to lose weight. Oh, yeah, it's time now. It's go time. It's time to rock. And then I'm the same weight 6 months after that. I'm the same weight from one Christmas to the next Christmas. So I prayed on it. I asked him, what can I do? He told me to go and look at an old interview. Well, it was a mentoring thing that I did, a mentoring call that I had with Moose of Eric Thomas's team. And during that, he only told me to read one book. It was one book he told me to go check out. So I went and checked out that book. And then I applied the principles from that book to this journey, 33 pounds lost. The answer was always there. I was just overlooking it. I wasn't even thinking about it. But as soon as I prayed on it, God, what can I do? He said, go back and watch that interview with Moose. I did that. In that interview, Moose said, read this book. I think this book might help you. Read the book. Boom. Implemented it right away. That's the part. I got the information. And then I put it into action. 33 pounds lost in the last 6 months. I'm feeling good, looking better. My wife twinkling at me a little bit when I'm walking in the room with no shirt on. You know. So let them in on your boat, man. Let them into what you're trying to do. It'll be so much easier than you keep being frustrated and trying things over and over and keep bumping your head on the same roadblocks and not understanding what you can do. Allow God in. He wants to help. He wants to be there. He wants to help you through this. So give him the chance. Number four, blessings, man. Blessings, blessings. Just because you feel discouraged doesn't mean you have to be discouraged. Ooh, I like this one. Just because you feel discouraged doesn't mean you have to be discouraged. That's saying you don't let your feelings dictate your actions. Don't let your feelings dictate your actions. Just because you don't feel like doing something doesn't mean you can't do something. Just because you don't feel like working out don't mean you can't walk yourself to the car and drive to the gym and get a workout in. Or for my case, luckily, I built a gym in my garage. So just because I don't feel like working out don't mean I can't walk downstairs and still get a workout in. Just because you don't feel like being nice to your spouse doesn't mean you can't still cook them waffles in the morning. Just because you're mad at them for an argument y'all had doesn't mean you still can't ask them what would they like to eat for dinner and go make dinner. Just because you don't feel like going to work don't mean you can't still show up and give your best and do your job at a high level. Just because you don't feel like doing something, or just because you are upset with doing something, or just because you are currently in a mood to where you feel like it's too much weight on you. People still have to go to work when they feel a bunch of weight. They'll feel all the pressure and everything that that comes with life at home, but they still got responsibilities to take care of. So they still show up and do what they need to do. So I want you to think about that the next time you create a goal that you want to achieve. Next time you say you want to have a more happy life, a more blissful marriage, a more intimate relationship with a spouse. Next time you want to be viewed in a higher light at work. Next time you want to build the confidence within yourself. Because that's a big one right there, is the reason why we lose so much confidence in ourselves is because we say something 1 week. And then by the next week, 2 weeks after that, we've quit on it. And we've quit on ourselves, basically. We start giving ourselves excuses as to why we're not doing the thing we said we would do. We said we would be on time more. We said we would work out. We said we would eat better. We said we would get more sleep. We said we would do these things, and then we let ourselves down because we don't stick to our own words. Just because you feel discouraged don't mean you have to be discouraged. Just because you feel fear don't mean you have to be fearful and timid and not take action towards something. Just because you feel inadequate doesn't mean you have to act like you're inadequate, walking into a room with your head down, not giving anybody eye contact, having low confidence. Just because you feel like you're not as good as somebody else don't mean you have to have a low self-esteem when you're in their presence. You get to choose how you react, regardless of the feeling. Tell your feelings that they're not in control. They're not in command. They don't dictate how you act and what you do. That's on you. Remember that next time. When you want something done and you want to get something done, or you want to change the dynamic of something, just because you feel a certain way don't mean you have to act on that feeling. You can still act in the manner that you want to achieve. You want to be more helpful. You want to serve more. So serve more, even if you don't feel like it. And try your best to have a good attitude about it. That's probably a hard part too, but serve and try your best to have a good attitude about it. It'll change your whole concept of what you can and can't do. What you are and what you're not capable of. Give it a shot, man. Number five, we rolling through this thing today. Man, I feel like I can do 10 of these joints today. Let's see, let's go purple. Let's go purple. Healthy reflection is so important and powerful for our soul's growth. If we stay so busy that we don't take a second and reflect, we can't truly be blessed. So this is one for my doers that like to escape into the work. This is for my people that you set goals, you go after them, you know, you achieve goals, and by the time you achieve one goal, you have another goal set and you're going after that goal. Or you find yourself, when something hard is happening, you escape to the work. Oh, I got this to take care of. I want to get this out by Wednesday. I want to build this up. I want to study on this. And you're constantly doing and going and going. And you don't allow yourself to take a moment to reflect. And I'm very guilty of this one. Like, this one is, my wife gets on me about escaping into the work and not taking a moment to think about where we are now. Because, man, if you let me tell it, we got so much more work to do. We got so much more hire to build to. You got these big dreams we want to achieve. But I got to remember, man, I was on a mattress pad. Like, I was, lost my apartment, lost my car about a month apart, basically, living on my best friend's floor. and couldn't even sleep on the couch no more because his mom bought him the couch. And she was like, this couch starting to dent and lean in a little bit, and it's too new for that. So we can't have people sleeping on the couch. So I had to sleep on the floor, and my wife bought me a mattress pad. She was my girlfriend at the time. I met her when I had the apartment. We hung out for a week straight, and then like 2 weeks after that, I lost the apartment. So I'm thinking, I lost the apartment, I lost my car, I'm definitely finna lose her. Nah, she stuck with your boy, bought me a mattress pad. And now you fast forward, what, like, that was 2012-ish? 2012, 2013. I bought her a house in we got married 2017, I bought her a house in 2018. So from a mattress pad, where all of my belongings was pushed into a 3x5 cutout. That's everything I own was in that 3x5 cutout. From that to buying her a home in 2018. And now we're working on getting the next home. Dude, that's a blessing, man. That is a blessing. But I get so stuck in trying to build this great vision and trying to get to this high level to where I don't take a moment to reflect on the fact that sleeping like that, we're doing that for a year and a half, and then buying my house, my wife a home, like getting my credit right, getting the money right, you know, getting new jobs and making more money and being able to provide, and then buying her the home and bought her a car. And then I just bought her a second car this past year, one that she wanted. Now we building a life for our son, and God has blessed me financially with that. Like, these are blessings, and it's probably the same in your life. You were in a situation before where it was tough. It was, if you look back now, you didn't realize how low you were while you were in it. But you know now, like, ooh, I can't go back to that. You know, we got to leave that alone, man. But look at you now, though. Look at what you were able to make it through. Look at all those situations mentally that you were able to make it through. Look at those tough times. Look at those heartbreaks. Look at those letdowns. And you made it through all of it. You're still here. You're still going. You're still thriving. You're better than you were. Take a moment. Reflect on that. Let your soul grow from thinking about that and doing that. And then realize how blessed you are in the current moment. In the current moment, realize how blessed you truly are, how much God has blessed you with. Dude, like I'm going over a bunch of stuff in my mind right now as I'm thinking about it. Got laid off twice before two of the biggest moments of my life. Stuff out of my control like that. Like had three knee surgeries. Had basketball stripped away from me in a blink of an eye. Like, I've been through a lot of tough stuff. And we are on the other side, still growing, still thriving, still doing the things that we need to do, still healthy, still standing on our own 2 feet, still able to work out, still able to smile. We are blessed, people. Please lean into your blessings. Please take a little time, a couple minutes. It don't take much. Just sit down, take a couple minutes, just think back 10 years ago. Where were you at 10 years ago? And how far have you come? How much have you overcome? How resilient are you? What kind of strength do you have today? It's a blessing, man. And with that, I'm going to leave y'all on that for this episode. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. You know, we always say negative news is freely given. Positive news must be searched for. And if you can't find it, then you create it. So go and create some positive news this week. Love you guys.